This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek on this great, great Tuesday morning. And I say great because, and I don't want to be, crass about this, but I pass a funeral home on my way to the studio every morning. And I hope nobody ever dies, but I know we all are. But it just motivates me, people. I've got one more day or one more hour. Hell, I may be dead tomorrow or in an hour or maybe within the next 15 minutes, who knows? But the time I've got alive, I'm going to attempt to make a difference. Now, I know everybody doesn't agree with me. That's what's great about this great country. Wouldn't be for that. We'd have all yellow cars driving, everybody live in the same kind of house, wear the same kind of clothes. What kind of country, what kind of life would that be? But I just feel so good. I feel so good when I can drive in and say, I'm going to try to make a difference today. Maybe I only make the difference in one person's life, positively, of course. Maybe I do it 1,000, maybe 10,000. Who knows? People all over the country listen to our show in every state. We've got acknowledgement from every state, so we're getting our word out. And I hope people don't think it's a racist word when I say nigger, because it's not a racist word. It's a description. I hope they understand that this is not a racially motivated show. I hope they understand I'm not a racist. I always say, listen to me for 5 days, not for 5 minutes. You'll understand what the hell I'm talking about. My enemies will take clips and send them off to the FCC, try to get me off the air, and eventually it may come. But I'll tell you what, it's hard fighting the federal government, but I will fight until I can't fight any longer. If they think they're going to stop me, they're crazy. That's what's wrong in this great country. Politicians set in, then they start piling on. You know, I've got all kind of politicians over in St. Louis and niggers all over in Chicago, and they're piling on and they're making complaints. And at Bob Romanek, no, Bob Romanek is a true American. I love this country. I love the people in it. I just don't love the bums, the criminals, whether black or white. But it just pisses me off when they try to regulate what I say and how I say it. Hey, before we get going on a serious note, you people, yesterday, you heard me talking about all the tainted food. Well, if I could find it, and I probably can't because my desk here is totally mixed up. There's a guy that was, oh, here it is. Florida man urinates in ice machine at nightclub. Now, see, I told you about people delivering your food and how 20% get into your food and eat your food and drink your drinks. Hell, you don't know where the hell they have liable to been. I mean, no telling if they got a disease, no telling what's going on. But a Florida man, he was arrested Saturday after urinating in the nightclub's ice machine. He was an employee. And guess what? He's a nigger. If he had been a hunky or a cracker, I'd have said the same thing. But it's a greasy, hair-braiding nigger, Michael Williams, 28. Peeing in a St. Petersburg about 2:30 in the morning, urinating inside the ice chest used to distribute ice throughout the nightclub. Now, I'll tell you what. Now, that's going to be a hell of a drink. I don't know what they'd call that. Give me a urination and vodka, I guess, but that just goes to show you. And this is an employee. What do you think about every business in this country? Do you think there's some crazy people? Crazy people are killing in Texas and in Ohio. Was in Vegas a little bit back. People are crazy. There's some crazy people. And everybody has to be their own security guard. Everybody, I've been in police work long enough. You can't have a policeman. You can't have metal detectors protect you. You have to protect yourself, because if somebody wants to hurt you, they're going to hurt you. But anyway, I just thought I wanted to bring this up to show you how bad it is. Not just on your, how do you know that somebody is mad at you? They make a delivery, and they urinate in your drink or do something for your food. You don't know. And I tell you, I've seen some of these delivery guys, and it looked like they just got out of the coal mine. I mean, they're some dirty son of a bitches, but you people have it delivered time and time again. And I just want to keep you aware of what the hell's going on out there. I am so tired of talking about Ferguson 5 years later. Screw the people of Ferguson, screw the politicians and the niggers of Ferguson. Ferguson was a debacle. Ferguson never should have happened. The police and the National Guard should have came in there and stopped those greasy. And it wasn't just all niggers, there were crackers and hunkies tearing up the place, burning the place down. But again, I have to say, some of those niggers, they need an award, a medal, because they went into those burning buildings that they put on fire, of course, and they saved all those televisions from being burned up, and they were nice enough to take all that stuff home and store it and not even charge the businesses. Now, I gotta say, those are some nice guys. But on a realistic note, I'm tired of hearing about 5 years in Ferguson. I'm tired about them tearing up the street and giving it to the Michael Brown family where he lay dead. How morbid is that? But they talk about things have changed since Ferguson. Yeah, they've gotten worse, because the niggers, even the crackers and the hunkies, these far liberal, stupid son of a bitches, they think that they've got law enforcement. They think they've got everybody. They think they've got everybody on the run. They can do what they want. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter isn't any better than the Ku Klux Klan. Now, the niggers will get pissed when I say that. Black Lives Matter. What a great sounding name. How can you be mad at any group that says Black Lives Matter? But they're some of the most violent people around. But I brought this conversation up because I read in the paper, the Civilian Review Board of Ferguson, that was the review board that was put together to judge what the police were doing, how everything was going on, the public service in Ferguson. They had a meeting. They didn't have enough people to have a quorum for their meeting. You know how many people attended the meeting? This is a civilian review board meeting in Ferguson that everybody should talk about and get their thoughts and everything out. You know how many people attended that meeting? One person, and she was netting. The reporter said one person in there, little black lady, and she was netting, waiting for to get a quorum. And then it says here at 7:10 p.m., board member Terry Burton arrived, making it a quorum. Now, isn't that something? All the money spent in Ferguson. The meeting's supposed to start at 6:30. They don't have a quorum till 7:10, and they have one lady in the audience knitting the whole time. That just shows you, they don't give, it's not the proud blacks, the niggers, they don't give a damn. All they do is want to make a big splash and move on. All they want to do is let all of us, proud white and proud black, know that they ain't taking no crap. And if they don't get what they want, there's going to be all kind of crap, and it's amazing. Now, hey, I want to say this about that. The Mexican president, is pissed off because 7 Mexicans were killed down in El Paso. Well, I'm mad because the rest of them were American citizens. I didn't hear the Mexican president say anything about that. But he's telling America to enact legislation to keep it safer, so when his people come across the border legally, shopping and whatever, working jobs, when they come across the border, that there's not going to be violence, that they're going to be able to go home to their loved ones. Now I say to that, you stupid, no-count, spick son of a bitch, and I say that with all due disrespect, because I want to disrespect this son of a bitch, because the Mexican president gives a damn less about us. He wasn't concerned about the American citizens killed. Mexico is, in quotes, outraged by Texas mass shooting. Unbelievable. The Mexican government, it said it the Americans should consider some kind of legislation to stop all these needless killings in the United States. Clear and convincing position that it was a hate crime. Now, I got to say to you, you stupid Mexican president, you asswipe, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrero, I'd hate to put my name on a check. I don't know if you get the whole name on there. But said a debate unfolded with the killing of a total of 22 people. Unbelievable. I've read articles, true articles, down in Mexico. They find hundreds of people in graves all over Mexico. How violent are the drug lords in Mexico? How criminal are the drug lords in Mexico that bring their filth up to the United States? I don't hear the Mexican president, Alfuardo Duduardo, farthead, whatever the hell his name is. I don't hear him addressing that. But because one fool, one idiot, one cracker, one stupid white bastard takes it on himself to kill 22 people, the Mexican president is going to chastise the United States? I say, hey, Mexico, kiss our ass. Again, it's one of the most dangerous places for American tourists to go is in Mexico. More Americans killed in Mexico than any other country that they have tourists in. But for the president of the United States, for the president of Mexico to talk that crap, he's all pissed off and outraged because the United States doesn't control the guns in our great country. Well, you better control the guns, the dope, and all the criminals down in your country, president of Mexico. See, that's what pisses me off. That's just like the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and all these groups. Always want to come after the white guy. They never want to talk about everything they do wrong. Oh, no, they don't do anything wrong. They're Antifa, they're Black Lives Matter, they're great groups. But it's amazing how the president of Mexico to chastise us with all the other crap going on. Let's take a few callers. Go ahead, Dale. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob. First time caller. I listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you.
I used to live in Illinois. Now I live in South Texas. And I can't understand the shooting, how you could kill 19, 20 people when you got concealed weapons that are legally in carry in Walmart. That somebody didn't shoot that guy before he got all them killings.
Now, Dale, I don't really know if that's true. Isn't Walmart in those stores? They say no concealed carries allowed.
No, you can carry them in Walmart in Texas because I have a concealed carry permit.
Okay, and you can carry it in Texas, but well, here's what I'd say to that, Dale, and I somewhat agree with you, but a lot of people aren't trained as policemen. A lot of people are afraid when shooting starts. A lot of people carry those guns just for self-protection. So I can't really hold it bad against those people. But, hey, I'd bet if you was there, that guy wouldn't have made it very far, would he?
No, he wouldn't, because I had a police officer give me my training. He said, if you're ever in a situation like that, get yourself, look at your background where you're shooting, and let him have it.
You know, Dale, you're a concealed carry down there in Texas, and I tell all the people, we've got listeners all throughout the country, and we appreciate you guys down in Texas, and we wish you the best on these shootings. But let me ask you a question. I said it earlier. Don't you feel that the police are okay, metal detectors are okay when you go into some event, but don't you feel like that we have to protect ourselves in this great country? Because if we don't, we're in jeopardy.
Bob, I'm 74 years old now. I never had a concealed permit until last year, and I've had guns all my life, been a sportsman. I have a grandson I'm proud of. When he was little, I told him how to respect guns. He had a little toy gun he thought was real. He would put it up in my gun cabinet. and never touch it unless I touch my guns to go out and go hunting. He'd go with me. The gun is how the people are taught to respect guns. And plus, I'm mentally ill, but maybe my wife says, you know, every time there's a shooting, all they want to do is take the guns away from people. She says, I'm not that smart, and I know that's the most ridiculous thing they can do.
Yeah. Hey, Dale, thank you very much. Dale from Texas, our good listener from Texas. Thank you, and be safe down there, Dale, and thanks for listening. And again, thanks for being a first-time caller. You know, Dale's right. Dale's right. It's not in his wife. It's not the guns. Every time there's a killing, it's about the guns. It's about the guns. No, it's about the people. And what pisses me off more than anything, now all these politicians are trying to take advantage of this gun situation, trying to come out against Trump. And how asinine is that with all these people dead and their families mourning, and they want to flip it and make it a political issue? That's the damnedest thing. But see, that's what these politicians do. These politicians don't give a damn about people. They give a damn about politics. That's all they've ever given a damn about. That's all they're going to continue to give a damn about. And that's why they don't like me, because I expose these asswipe bastard, no count, good for nothing, lousy, rotten, greasy, sleazy son of a bitches. I don't give a damn, Democrat, Republican, man, woman, black or white. These politicians aren't no good, and I know they're all coming after me, and I don't really give a damn. They all can kiss my white, hairy, stinky, wrinkled, red, white, and blue ass. And you people ought to be as pissed off as I am. I say you can only protect yourself. It's nice to have police. It's nice to have security. But out there, you have to protect yourself. And if you think that somebody else is going to protect you out there, you're totally wrong. And I don't want to go crazy, and I don't say everybody should have a gun and use it. I think everybody should have a gun that's qualified and only use it for self-protection. But for these rotten bastards to say, hey, it's a gun problem. No, it's a people problem. It's a cultural problem that we've let go on for year after year after year. And we're going to have to stop it now. And it's not going to happen overnight. Because all the negativity, all the criminal elements, this has been over years and years. So we're not going to stop it overnight. It's a process. And we have to start it soon. And it's, again, the hell with get rid of the guns. Let's get rid of the bums. And for people to say, oh, good people will have guns and we'll get them away from the criminals. There'll be such a black market in Mexico, Mexican president, you ass white bastard. There'll be so many illegal guns coming up from Mexico, be shipped in from all over. So if that's any indication, you people are half nuts. Let's go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for taking my call. Heck, I don't even know where to start now with all the topics you just covered. But anyway, up there in Ferguson, obviously, that's clay stoking that fire still, you know. And, the Attorney General proved that 5 years ago when they went in there and investigated the civil rights of that officer for violating everything. And when they proved that there was nothing found, obviously, that and it just went away. Nobody violated anything, but yet they want to still stoke, fan those flames among the black communities. And it's just terrible that Maxie Clay allows that to happen. But he's the one that's really stoking those flames and fanning those flames. And obviously, he's the one behind trying to get you off the air. There's just no doubt in my mind about that, Bob.
Hey,
but anyway.
Hey, Lou, hey, you're 100% right. Him and a few senators over here in Illinois. And, a guy told me, Bob, just calm down and they won't mess with you. I'd rather not be on the air, Lou. And instead of saying what I want to say, if I have to say what they want me to say, if I have to be politically correct, I don't want to waste an hour of my time. I'm going to fight them. I'm going to fight them like I fought my whole life. I'm going to fight them till I can't fight no more. And then I'm going to continue to fight. But I will tell you, Lou, I know you're a proud white man. I know you're a proud American. But this crap in Ferguson, it's all going to die out. As you've heard me a little bit earlier, they had the big meeting for the Civilian Review Board. Didn't have enough for a quorum to open up the meeting, and then 45 minutes later they did, and they had one old black gal in the audience netting. So what does that tell you? Where's that going? But you're right, Lou. They want to keep it fired up. They want to keep it fired up to let us know, hey, if there's ever another problem like that, we're going to rape and rob and steal and burn police cars and tear up everything, so you white people better get in your place. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, and that's the problem with us, really, as a segment of our society, with the white people, because we are so divided among us, you know, because all the other races stick together, from the Mexicans to the blacks to the Asians, but the white people are so divided, you know, with the left and the right, you know, and then how they politicize the two shootings is just totally ridiculous. These politicians then blaming Trump with all his rhetoric. The bottom line is Obama fanned the flames more than anybody back when that Ferguson stuff went off, man. I mean, he's the guy who divided this country as far as the race relations goes.
Hey, Lou.
More than anyone I've ever met in my life.
Hey, Lou. What do you think about a criminal, a thug nigger criminal, who tries to grab a gun and kill a police officer. Police officer kills him, gets vetted by everybody, has no charges, and then the President of the United States calls up the parents of the criminal. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it just goes to show you that his true colors, to be quite honest with you.
His true color?
Forget his white grandmother. He cast her aside a long time ago. He'd been playing the race card with the young Democrats in Illinois since he started running for public office, Bob.
Yeah, you know, I read in the paper, and I'm going to talk about Chicago after the break, that some of the state legislatures are trying to get Chicago to be the 51st state. And I wish they would, because we're paying for everything Chicago gets, Lou, over here in southern Illinois.
Yeah, that'll probably not happen. I mean, if anything's going to break loose, let California go, man. That poor state over there, man.
Hey, buddy, thank you for the call. And, you know, it's amazing. And I'm finishing up with this article about Mexico. The Mexican president says Mexico is outraged. What the hell? What do you mean outraged? He had 6 or 7 killed, and he's saying it's a immigration situation. It's racist on the Hispanic. Well, what about the 16, 17 white people that were killed? Hey, Mexican president, kiss my white tequila ass, will you? It just pisses me off. We're going to take a quick break. Callers, hold on. We'll try to get to you right after the break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud to live in this great United States of America. I'm a proud American. I hope you are. And we're always, always proud, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. We're not going to take it anymore. people are getting tired. People listen to me, gentlemen from Texas. We've got people from Arizona calling us. People are finally understanding what's going on. And they know that if they don't put a stop to it now, there's never going to be a stop. It says in these papers, all these newspapers, the history of the white power movement shows us that what seems new in El Paso is not new at all. This one white stupid son of a bitch, half nuts, kills a bunch of people, turns himself in, and it's a white power movement? What the hell are you talking about, white power? See, but that's what the real media, that's why I give you the unfiltered truth. The real media out there is saying it's a white power movement. How the hell do you even come up with some crap like that? It was one stupid cracker, hunky, white, no count, good for nothing, low life son of a bitch who decided to take a lot of people's lives. And the son of a bitch, what I hate him for killing those innocent people, but I also hate him because he didn't fight it out. He can just throw his hands up and get arrested. Guy got no guts. If you're going to do that, you better go out in a blaze of glory. But for all the news media to say white power movement, I don't understand. I don't understand where they come up with that crap. Let's go ahead and take some more callers. Go ahead, Rich. You're on the dark side.
Yes, you know, the idea that more and more guns are going to be the answer and protect us reminds me of the grizzly bear that came across the pot of boiling water in the woods. The way a grizzly bear kills is to squeeze its prey, so the harder he squeezed, the more it burned him, the more it burned him, the harder he squeezed, until it was his own undoing. 300 million guns in America, and one little man kills 22 people in less than a minute, shoots 41 times. How does this happen, Bob? It's called an AR-15. The AR-15 has to go. And anyone that says they care about these killings, that doesn't want to illegalize these AR-15s, is full of crap. And you know it, and so do I.
Okay, Rich, well, let me tell you. Then if that's your premise, and thank you, that's Rich from Arizona. He's a Kevin Slayton fan. Thank you, Rich, so we didn't get in an argument. If that's your premise, let's get rid of all the bombs, and we have. Let's get rid of the guns. They're violent. Let's get rid of the vans, because there was a van that rode through and killed 12, 15 people one time. Rich, do you say get rid of the vans or get rid of the bastard driver in the vans? You say get rid of all the guns or get rid of the ignorant criminal bastards that want to kill? If these people want to kill, they're going to find a way to kill. I guarantee you. They're going to find a way to kill somehow, somewhere. But Rich and everybody else that say get rid of these guns, and I'm with Trump on that. It's not the guns that kill people, it's the people that kill people. And I guarantee you, if there's some kind of red flag law, if there's some kind of legislation on guns, certain guns, they'll get them from Mexico. They'll import them, they'll sneak them in from China. No drugs. You gotta go through a pharmacy. What the hell are you talking about? There's more drugs dispensed on the street corners than there's ever been dispensed in the pharmacy. So, you know, that's not a good argument. To me, that's not a good argument at all. But it just pisses me off that white supremacy. This guy was a white. So how do you know he was a white anything? He had white skin. How do you know he's a white supremacy in the white power movement? See, that just keeps all the crap going. It makes white people ashamed. It doesn't make me ashamed because I know better. And for the niggers to say he's a racist, they're saying everybody's a racist. I feel good now after a couple of years because every white man who criticizes a black person for doing something wrong, he's a racist. So there's a lot of racists out here, and we're not racist, but they've numbed that word racist, and all this crap about racism and about white supremacy, that's just to keep the fight going. I've told you people 1,000 times, the politicians want to divide and conquer us, and that's what they've done. Hey, on a little side note before I get into Chicago, and I had a gentleman, and I want to thank you, Gary, for all the information as always, and thanks for listening. They had a robbery at a gas station in St. Louis. It had to be politically correct. Now, the person that was robbed knows and has a description of the robber, but the news media wearing a red jumpsuit. If you have any additional information, please call the police. What do you mean, wearing a red jumpsuit? Now, with wearing a red jumpsuit and if it said he had some gold chains, I'd guarantee it was a nigger. I guarantee it was a nigger. But they wouldn't say, they won't even say black. See, I'm not politically correct. I give you the unfiltered truth. They wouldn't even say a black man with a red jumpsuit robbed a white guy at a gas station. Why won't they say that? But let a white guy do something to a black guy, it's on front page because it's white supremacy. He's a white racist. That crap just pisses me off today and every day. Now, let's get rid of the guns. They had all the violence, and I feel for all the people in both Ohio and Texas that were killed. Let's get rid of the guns because of that shooting, and there was probably 20, 24, 25 people killed in that incident, maybe a few more. But what about 59 people shot? What would you think? Let's get rid of the guns. Where's the big outcry in Chicago? This weekend, 59 people, the deadliest weekend of the year in Chicago. Now, listen to me, people. There were 10, I think, and 22, 32, 34 people killed in both incidents in Texas and Ohio. 59 people shot in Chicago over the weekend, 59 people, and it can be verified. You can look it up. Where is the big cry? Where is the big outcry about shootings in Chicago? There was a weekend in St. Louis, 15, 16 shootings. Where was the big outcry? Are we only going to have an outcry about violence when it comes that everybody gets shot at once? I've got a friend in the studio here, an ex-trooper. And we talked off the air on break. I'd be more concerned about 59 people being shot because there's 50 plus shooters out there. Now, when there's mass shootings, there's only one shooter. So we kill him, we control him, we arrest him. He's off the street. What about these 59 shootings in Chicago? And they've got Chicago people all over. They have to say they're speaking up following Chicago's deadliest weekend of the year. What is the problem, people? What's the problem in Chicago? They were primarily black, and I say that, then somebody will say, well, he's a racist. No, I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. I guess nobody gives a damn about the primarily blacks that get shot and killed in Chicago every weekend. Now, that's kind of racist to me. You've got a black, gay, female, lesbian mayor in Chicago. How come she's not taking care of business? How come she's not taking care of her people? We don't hear anything about that. If it had been Daley or a white guy as the mayor of Chicago, it'd been all over his ass. Hey, white boy, blacks are getting killed. It's your guy's fault. Do something about it. I don't hear anybody bitching about this black female, Lightfoot, and she's light in the foot. She's a lesbian, and it's okay. I love lesbians. It's unbelievable. Nobody has an outcry. Think about it, people. 59 people shot this weekend in Chicago. Nobody has said a damn thing. There's a news article. I don't see it big on TV. I see these mass killings by a couple white stupid idiots. But here, the white guy's wrong. He kills, one guy kills a bunch of people. Here's 59 shootings, and I guarantee you 90% were by blacks. Guarantee you, 90% were by blacks. I don't know if it was 90% of the blacks that they got shot. It's got to stop, one of the fathers of a Chicago victim said. The senseless killings have got to stop. I've heard that since the policemen since the 80s. They've been using that same spiel since the 1980s. It's got to stop. And when they have a lot of killings and shootings in St. Louis, they walk around and they have all the candles going. March for Peace. What happened 2 years ago in St. Louis had a March for Peace on a Friday night, and there was three killings that night. So I don't think that March for Peace did any good. But the point I'm trying to make is if there's a mass killing, everybody gets crazy. But nobody's crazy about Chicago. Nobody's crazy about Baltimore, where 290 killings this year, primarily black town. Chicago, primarily black shootings. Nobody gives a damn. That shows me how racist. Now, that is racist because I think everybody's lives should be good. I don't think anybody should die. But, you know, there's 300 million people in the United States. And when one or two happen to be killers, crazed killers, it's always about white supremacy. It's always about whites. You know, may it just happen that one or two of these violent white bastards are just white violent idiots. Doesn't make any difference. You know, we don't say in North St. Louis or Chicago with all the blacks on the black killing that it's a nigger supremacy racist group. Why don't we say that with all the killings in Chicago? Aren't they nigger supremacy racist groups? Oh, they only kill one or two people. They don't kill a bunch, so they're not racist. No, in this country of 300 million people, both some violent and criminal whites, and oh yeah, blacks, they're on both sides. You can't make it, it's not a racial thing. You know, this guy may not like Hispanics down there in Texas, but he was going to do it one way or the other. How the hell did he know? He's in there, guns a-blazing. How the hell does he know if they're all Hispanic or who's Hispanic and who's not? You know, they talk that crazy racial crap, and it just pisses me off. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, they're always talking about, well, anytime the FBI statistics say that anytime there's three or more shots, that's a mass shooting. Okay. Well, these niggers have that every day in the United States. And I'd say you being an ex-officer know that most of those guns are stolen. There's been guns on the street since forever. And you're not going to take those away, period. And you know that as well as I.
Yeah.
And they always call the AR, oh, that's an assault weapon. It's bad. It's black. It's ugly. It's a kid. The A stands for Armalite. It doesn't stand for assault. And it's a semi-automatic rifle, just like hunting rifles, just like shotguns. I mean, it's not a machine gun like they try and depict. And the reason they don't say anything about the blacks shooting one another is because they just don't want to depict it as what the real problem is.
Yeah, and you know
what? Chicago has strict gun control laws now.
Yeah, you know what it is, Ed, and you're right. These people are killing. They're usually convicted felons. They've usually been in jail for something else. Now, a convicted felon can't carry a gun anyway. Do you think that bothers a convicted felon if he's going to go out and rob and rape and shoot somebody? Do you think that bothers him that he's got an illegal gun? He couldn't go get a legal gun in a gun shop. So that's part of my argument. All these convicted felons, where are these guns coming from that these convicted felons are getting? They're not buying them at the gun stores. They don't have their identification and their FOID card and everything else. So that just kind of knocks out that have stricter and more stringent gun laws, because these felons can't get guns anyway. And it's not the good people, primarily not the good people, going to these gun shops and getting guns and killing people. It's the crap bums. It's the ex-felons who can't carry a legal gun anyway. So I ask, in closing, where the hell are they getting their illegal guns from? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. Got a few minutes left. We always run out of time. I don't know if it's because we're having such a good time or we're having such a bad time, we just lose track of the time. But, you know, I understand where these news media outlets are coming from. And I normally don't talk national issues. As you people know, we've got local elections coming up, and we'll be crazy on those ass white bastards. But, you know, this is a major issue. But whenever CNN, even Fox, who I used to like to watch, for the last 3 days, it's all about these shootings. All about these shootings. They resurrect it time after time after time. And I know I'm an idiot, and I know I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but after 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 times, I feel like I got the message. But apparently, they don't think so. They keep it up, and it's like the weather. When there's bad weather, they'll be on the news for 4 hours talking about the same thing, showing you the rain in St. Louis, showing you the rain in Alton, and the rain in Belleville. And I guarantee, unless you're Ray Charles, you can't tell the difference between the rain. It's rain. But they want to keep it up and keep it up. And that's what they're doing with these mass killings. And it's good for ratings, and they can say what they want. But when something like this happens, they all these news media outlets benefit from it, and they want to keep it going. And again, as I said yesterday, why they shove the camera and the mic in the face of somebody whose family member just died, that's unbelievable. And the people are crying there in hysterics. I don't want to see that. I don't want to. And it's a little bit embarrassing, but you have to get past that because they just lost a loved one. But why expose decent people who've just lost a loved one? Why expose them to any kind of that crap? Let them grieve. You know, let them get it out of the system. I know it's a good story. I know I got the exclusive. I like it when they say somebody was killed and we've got the parents exclusive. No, you don't want the parents exclusive. You want them to be able to take time to mourn. But they don't want to, the news media don't want to let you do that because they want to sell papers. They want to have a lot of new viewers and a lot of new listeners. So they give a damn less. If it was their family, I guarantee you, if it was their family, they wouldn't want the same situation to happen to them. But see, it's not. And that's what the media is all about. The media actually is a piece of crap. See, I'm not a media guy. I'm a crazy son of a bitch who commandeered the airways. I'm not a trained radio guy, as you can tell. And I don't give a damn. I don't want to be one of these trained asswipe phony professionals. And all they usually do is read off a teleprompter. You can tell when the teleprompter screwed up because they screw up. You know, they don't know what they're saying. They're just reading what's coming across the teleprompter. So whatever kind of mumbo jumbo the program directors want to put on that screen, want to put on that teleprompter, that's what these news people are saying. They're not intelligent. They don't know what the hell's going on. They don't know nothing about anything. They just get prettied up. But I do like the news media. They hire all these hot little gals, so at least they're not saying much, but boy, they sure look good. They're getting hotter all the time. I don't know if they're paying them much, but they're getting hotter all the time. So, as always, people, it's about time to go. I hope what I've said today has caught your ear, because what I talk about is something I didn't make it up. It's what's happening. Now, I give it to you unfiltered. Maybe it pisses you off a little bit. But aren't you tired of people kissing your ass? Don't kiss my ass. I'd rather you kick me in the ass than kiss my ass. You get all these ass kissers and they want to tell you what you want to hear. No, I'm not going to tell anybody what they want to hear. I'm going to tell them the truth. And if they don't like it, I don't give a damn. And if the niggers don't like it, and somebody said, well, you haven't said niggers a lot the last few days or last week. Well, because there's not a lot of crap going on with the niggers. But as soon as there's a lot of crap going on with the niggers, I'll be niggering it up. I'm hunking it up now and crackering it up because these are stupid, white, ignorant bastards. We don't hold the whole white race responsible for these two ignorant bastards. And we don't hold the entire black race responsible for a few of these asswipe, no-count, criminal, dope-pushing killers. That's why I distinguish the proud black community from the niggers. And the proud black people appreciate that. They appreciate what I'm saying, what I'm doing. And I appreciate that they appreciate it. But even if they didn't, I'm going to give you it the way I'm going to give it to you. And if you don't like it, 1190 AM, scratch it off your dial. Turn on KMOX. Turn on the Disney Channel, where you'll get stuff that you want to hear because it's politically correct. As always, people, let's keep these politicians in our sights, not our gun sights. Never, never any violence. Somebody will say, I said, hey, shoot them. No, no. I deplore violence. Nothing happens with violence. Let's get together. Elections coming up, county elections, some city elections, some states, but the national election for president of this great United States. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I'm telling you to listen to me and listen to everybody else. Don't believe any of us. Listen to us. Then research what we all say. Find out who's best for you, your country, your children, the future of this great country, and vote accordingly. Don't vote because I'm a Democrat. Don't vote because I'm a Republican. Vote for the person, not the party. Let's skip the R or D or I for independent on the back of these people's name. Let's get people in office who are going to do for us, the people, not the politicians. And to do that, we have to keep these asswipe bastards at our arm's length, because they'll try to destroy us. So let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical perverted, I say perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's destroy them. No violence, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the Dark Side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQ.